Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Sergio.
And I'm Blake.
We're the founders of Iridio, PE exam prep built by engineers for engineers.
In this episode, we're talking about what happens after you take the exam.
So, you studied hard and you finally finished the PE exam. Now what? In this episode, we're going to discuss what to expect after you take the PE exam. So we're going to discuss what to expect with results, how to handle raises and promotions, as well as what to do if you aren't successful at passing the exam the first time. We're also going to look at your responsibilities once you become a professional engineer. So how long before you can expect results?
You can expect your results about 7 to 10 days from the time you sit for the CBT exam. NCEES will send you an email letting you know your results are available in your My NCEES portal. If you passed and you met all other requirements for licensure from the state board before taking and passing the PE exam, congratulations. You are now a licensed professional engineer. Once NCEES notifies your state board, they'll issue you a license number and send your paperwork in the mail. If you're in a state that's decoupled the PE exam from the experience component and you took it early, then you'll continue on as you were until you meet your minimum experience requirement. At that point, you'll submit your application and once approved, will officially be a PE. The board will then issue your license number and send your paperwork.
So, one of the most exciting aspects of passing the PE exam is the impact that it's going to have on your career. So, you're likely to receive promotions and raises upon passing the exam. If they're not imminent, you should certainly be thinking about having this conversation with your boss. You becoming a licensed engineer directly benefits an engineering firm in a number of ways. You should be compensated for it. In fact, many companies pay for the entire cost of obtaining your PE license. Earning your PE license is both a personal achievement and a firm achievement. The costs of a study course, reference material, etc., are often partially reimbursed by, if not paid for entirely by your firm. If your company is not offering a raise or a promotion for such an accomplishment, you should reconsider your future employment unless they provide some darn good reasoning. If not, there's going to be another company that values your achievement more. We would suggest updating your LinkedIn profile. Start talking to recruiters and talk to your contacts within the industry about new job opportunities. When your LinkedIn profile indicates that you're a professional engineer, recruiters will beat down your door looking for you. Opportunities abound. Trust us on that. But with great power, there must also come great responsibility.
Is that Aunt May or Uncle Ben?
We'll talk about that in another episode.
Okay, well, you're right. One of the most important aspects of becoming a licensed professional engineer is understanding the power that it holds and the responsibility that comes along with it. The license represents the trust that the state and society in general has placed in you. They're trusting your competency, your character, your judgment, and ethics to make decisions that benefit and protect the population. Understanding this important fact and the legal ramifications that go along with it are critical and mandatory now that you're a professional engineer. Consult your state board's website for details of the laws and rules in your state. Get to know them intimately and follow them without exception. You could be subject to disciplinary action and, more importantly, hurt someone if you're careless and don't meet your responsibilities as a professional engineer. Always keep in the back of your mind that whatever engineering task you're performing, that there are real people out there that are depending on you to do your job correctly.
With that said, one of the most exciting parts of earning your license is getting your professional engineering stamp. Now, to see your state's engineering seal with your name on it is a source of great pride and one of those tangible things that remind you and everyone else of what you've accomplished. When you get it, you'll want to stamp everything in sight. It's actually a lot of fun. So, in all seriousness though, depending on the work that you do, you may only need a digital stamp, or you may need both the digital and physical stamp. It's up to you whether or not you want or need a physical stamp, but you may want a physical stamp for no other reason than to have a stamp with your personal seal on it. We'll cover how to obtain both.
Getting your digital stamp involves getting a CAD or image file of the seal and adding your name, date, and digital signature. Most states will have a blank template that you can use to import to the CAD program you're using or can be used as an image. You can add your name and license number to the image to make it your own. There's plenty of websites and YouTube videos that can walk you through the specifics of doing this. Your colleagues can also be another great resource. Be careful to remember that you have to follow the rules of your state with regard to your digital signatures. You want to take every reasonable measure to ensure that your digital stamp remains under your control, that no one else uses it without your knowledge.
As far as the physical stamp goes, there are many reputable companies that specialize in providing quality stamps for engineers and other professionals. Most stamp companies already have the design of your state's engineering seal prepared. All you need to do is provide your license number and your name as you would like it to appear. You can also ask other professional engineers you know where they purchase their stamps. Check your state board's rules about displaying your name so that you do it the right way. They'll do the rest, and we'll usually get the stamp prepared and sent out to you within a week or so. Also, check your state board's website because they may offer recommendations for companies to use, or you may find a discount code. For more information on the pros and cons of different types of stamps, check out our ebook. So, once you obtain your PE license, you may find yourself needing to practice engineering in other states. How does this work? Can you practice engineering in another state without their license? How difficult is it to become licensed in another state? Let's answer some of these questions. So, first, why would anyone want to become licensed in another state? Simply put, you must be licensed in a particular state to do work there as a professional engineer. You can't legally practice engineering in a state in which you don't hold a license. If your firm does work in other states or is a larger firm offering service nationwide, it may be advantageous or even mandatory that you become licensed in other states. Also, if you ever relocate to another state, you'll need to become registered in your new state in order to do business there as a professional engineer. So where would we start, Blake?
The good news is that the prerequisites to become a licensed professional engineer in other states are similar in all states in the U.S. They all require similar qualifications, so once registered in one state, it's usually just a matter of paperwork to become licensed in other states. This is called licensure by comity, also called endorsement. This just means that most states allow a currently licensed engineer in one state to become licensed in another state, not automatically, but by meeting all of their application requirements. Most states don't grant engineering licensure simply because they have a license in another state. This is the difference between comity and reciprocity.
Yeah, we see this get mixed up a lot. Reciprocity means that another state will automatically recognize a license held in another state. States do not typically grant a license by reciprocity. They must meet the same requirement as those that initially apply in the original state. But instead of having to take the PE exam over again, the results, along with other application components, will be accepted and processed to allow licensure in the state, given that the information meets their state board requirements. In general, a state will grant a license through comity if a professional engineer has the following. 1. An approved 4-year engineering degree. 2. 4 years of qualifying engineering experience. 3. Successfully completes the 8-hour fundamentals of engineering examination. And 4. The 8-hour principles and practice of engineering examination, or the PE exam. So if you received your license based on different standards, you may encounter difficulty in becoming licensed by comity in other states. Of course, the best way to find out is to visit the state board's website. Look around, call them with any questions you may have about your specific case.
To assist in the process of becoming licensed in other states, NCEES has established the Records Program. The program helps engineers to more easily become licensed in other states by compiling all licensure credentials in one place. This minimizes duplicate efforts and reduces the processing time at the board level. A completed record includes all the important information the state board needs, such as education, experience, professional references, exam results, and license status. Once an engineer has successfully obtained a record, NCEES can transmit it electronically to other states as needed.
Yeah, I mean, effectively, the NCEES has created a standard application template that has all the important information that a state board would need to see. It's in a format that they're used to seeing, which streamlines the application process. So if you plan on getting licensed in one state, you have the option to just apply directly to the state board without the records program. But you may want to apply to more states in the future, or, you know, in case you relocate to another state one day. In these cases, it may be beneficial for you in the long run to join the NCEES records program. That way, you'll be able to easily forward the information to the state when needed. It can be a pain to come up with all of this information again after several years have passed since you used it to first apply. So we recommend you consider the records program. Several states now require the record to apply for comity licensure in their states. It's likely that more will follow suit. So also, it's going to store all of your PE-related information so that you'll be able to access it years down the road. There are no fees to complete the application and no continuing or annual renewal fees. The program will charge $175 for the first transmittal to a state board and $75 for each subsequent transmittal.
In conjunction with the records program, NCEES also has a designation called the Model Law Engineer, or MLE. The MLE designation means that NCEES has vetted you and that you're considered a prime candidate for licensing in other states. This designation means that the state will expedite your license application. To find out more about the Model Law Engineer program, visit the NCEES website. Given that you meet the state's qualifications, you'll also need to pay the state application fee and fill out some paperwork, but that's about it. After that, it's just a matter of time before the state grants your license.
Yeah, and finally, yeah, we want to point out that some states allow licensed engineers from other states to obtain a temporary engineering license in their state. States typically grant these licenses for the duration of one project or over the course of 1 year. The state board website will indicate whether this is an option for your state and what the rules are. A temporary license may not be an option for the state in question, so if not, you will need to follow the application process in that state to become licensed to practice engineering. So look into whether a temporary license is an option for you, depending on the scope of the work you will be doing and the time frame of the project. Well, that does it for this episode. Blake, any closing thoughts?
Yes, get started. Whether you want a promotion, prestige, a new job, or to start your own business, take it from us. There is no time like the present. We have tons of free resources, including our ebook, which you can find on Amazon for free right now. It's about 140 pages of content from Are You Qualified to What to Do After You Pass.
That's right. And for those who want to have everything you need to prepare at your fingertips, we have Apex HVAC, our PE exam prep course built by engineers for engineers. See you next time.